Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Mayor Mike from Price City. We're going to be talking about something that I feel, especially this time of year with school starting back up, is very important. And that's kind of safety for these students as they're getting back to school. So, Mayor,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come sit down with us.
It's my pleasure to be here. And I just wanted to let the citizens know that as a council, we have a time where we bring our crossing guards in right at the first of the year, and we have breakfast and we talk about the safety and the different procedures they are to enforce. And the last couple years, it's been evident to us that our crossing guards are dodging cars. And that's what's crazy about this is that as that crossing guard has brought it to our attention about, hey, Mayor, can we get some new cones so that, you know, we can let people know that we're crossing there and in that pedestrian section. And I was like, new cones, do you wear them out? And they go, no, cars are dragging these cones as they hit them, because they're looking at different things. And that's the one thing that was pretty shocking to me. Here's a crossing guard. We have, you know, flashing lights saying 20 miles an hour in this school zone. We have them with a yellow vest now. We have these, you know, traffic cones out to identify where the pedestrian lane is so that motorists will, you know, slow down in that section, and they're still dodging cars. Not just our crossing guards, but those crossing guards, what is their purpose? Their purpose is to get those students across that street safely. And that's the other part that's really alarming, you know. So last year, as it was pretty evident, a couple crossing guards met with Chief Cecilia and I, and so we the chief purchased cameras. So now our crossing guards will have cameras on their body so that if there is a motorist that is violating or, you know, not paying attention, that crossing guard will have, you know, a videotape of that motorist, and will basically be issuing a citation, because that is important for the safety of those students.
Yeah, that's big, especially with school starting back up. A lot of these kids, sometimes this is their first time ever coming to school, and so they're trying to get used to this crossing walk system, and the last thing we want is for them to be hit by a motorist. And like you kind of touched on there for a second, there's a lot of different reasons why motorists might do that. Sometimes it's you get in a hurry and you kind of tune out everything around you, but one that is more in their control is distracted driving.
Right, exactly. And the two places that are pretty evident to us is 800 North, Pinnacle School Zone there by Pinnacle School, and also Carbon Avenue. Those are heavily traveled areas. You know, parents taking their children to school, and also people going to work in that time frame. So that's the one thing that we want to make sure that our motorists, our citizens, are aware of. Hey, you know, pay attention to those, you know, flashing lights, those cones, those pedestrian sections that we've identified for those children to safely cross to go to school.
Yeah, and like you kind of touched on, you have all these different tools for these crossing guards. You have the flashing lights, you have the yellow vests, and now the cameras. And I feel like it's especially worse at the start of a school year, because throughout the course of the summer, you get a little used to these school zones not being school zones because school's out of session.
Sure.
And so you kind of get a little used to not having to slow down. But it's important for everyone right now to really pay attention to where these school zones are and where these crosswalks are in order to help keep these kids safe. Because that's the last thing we want, is to have a kid or a crossing guard hurt.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we want to make sure that, you know, for the safety. And we are, as a city, are really watching at, with our police department, you know, as a council, as our streets department. We're really trying to do our best to make it safe for those students.
And then kind of talking about those police officers, we have some incredible school resource officers out there who are working very diligently to keep these kids safe.
Absolutely. You know, we have Officer Tapia that's over at Maharman Junior High, and the kids love him, and it's just awesome to see him interact. But and also, he's there on Carbon Avenue where we've moved that crosswalk down further down in on Carbon Avenue for those students to cross safely. We've removed a couple cottonwood trees, and basically we have those flashing lights that are working together for the motorists, and it's at specific times, you know. And our not only Officer Tapia, but also our other officers, you know, at the Price City Police Department are watching these sections throughout the town and making sure those students get safely to, you know, the elementary school, junior high, and high school.
Well, Mayor Mike, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come speak with us. And is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just thank you for everything that our community is doing to pull together, and also, you know, the council, how they're working to listen to the citizens and trying to make a difference. I think that collectively, when we're all pulling together in one direction to achieve that goal, and whatever that goal has been set for the community is very important to us, we're listening.
Again, that was Price City Mayor Michael Corionis, and we were talking about some back-to-school safety and, well, some changes you might be seeing in school zones. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.